Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Public schools already is at the state and local level, but the department does oversee billions of dollars in funding to help low-income students and students with disabilities. It enforces civil rights laws to prevent discrimination in schools, manages about $1.5 trillion in student loan debt, and also oversees the process for students applying for college financial aid through Pell Grants or FAFSA, for example.
Elon Musk met with congressional Republicans last night on Capitol Hill, trying to further explain the work his Department of Government Efficiency is carrying out, including the mass firings of thousands of federal employees. European Union leaders beginning a day of emergency talks on beefing up their own security and providing more security to Ukraine now that President Trump has halted all funding to Ukraine. This is ABC News. New defense claims in the Idaho murders case. More DNA evidence has been found. ABC's Kana Whitworth has been covering Brian Koberger's defense.
In a redacted court filing, his defense team says investigators recovered DNA from three unidentified individuals under the fingernails of victim Madison Mogan, who was stabbed to death along with Kaylee Gonzalez, Zana Kernodle, and Ethan Chapin in an off-campus home at the University of Idaho. The defense arguing DNA test results were inconclusive and should be excluded at trial, saying it would mislead the jury. They also claim independent testing by the defense eliminated Koberger.
Two South Korean fighter jets accidentally dropped 8 bombs on a civilian neighborhood during a joint live fire exercise with the United States military. 8 people were hurt. The Korean Air Force has apologized, and the South Korean military says it has suspended all live fire drills. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
With Driftless Area Group, our knowledge expands beyond real estate. We offer a variety of insurance, land surveying, and interior design services. With so many unique skills residing in one special team, we work together to help you achieve all your needs. Whether it be real estate or insurance, we are your trusted partners. Start your journey with us today by visiting our website, driftlessareallc.com. Check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our office at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Hello, WRCL listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker, coming to you live from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in historic downtown Richland Center. Thursday is the day. Get your fresh and hot from the oven Cornish pasty. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny. Our current hours are Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 8 to 2 p.m.
Big news! A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is moving to 153 North Main Street. But before we go, we're having a huge moving sale at our Church Street location. Starting March 10th, prices will drop in a progressive sale. The longer you wait, the more you save. But don't wait too long, you might miss out. Everything must go before we close April 1st. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street and take advantage of these deals before they're gone. Main Street, here we come!
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With the Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Want a satisfying meal for just $6? Try the new $6 meal deal from Dunkin'. It's a medium hot or iced coffee, a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and a side of hash browns for just $6. You know Dunkin' coffee. It's always made just how you like it. The bacon, egg, and cheese is toasty and delicious, and crispy golden hash browns are a must. So they're in the new $6 meal deal too. Take advantage of this offer while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we are looking at some quieter weather today compared to yesterday for sure around here, so get out there and enjoy that if you have to do any cleaning up out in the yard. Well, we are expecting a chance of a little dusting of snow again late tonight and tomorrow morning, especially in the far southern portion of our area. Grant County, southern Iowa County would have the best chance of picking up a dusting or half inch. As a weather system slides south of Wisconsin, better chance of an inch or two will stay in parts of Iowa and Illinois. Otherwise, temperatures here not too bad the next few days, relatively seasonal, slightly below. But then we'll warm up significantly from Sunday into early next week. In fact, temperatures could soar a good 10 or 12 degrees above normal, and with that, fairly dry weather as well. There will be a weather system sliding through the Midwest right around Wednesday, although it looks like the brunt of precipitation from it should stay off to the east of us, so we'll keep an eye on that. Otherwise, your forecast for today, look for sunshine for the most part, still a touch breezy, high near 39, northwest to west wind 8 to 16. Mostly cloudy tonight, 30% chance of light snow or flurries toward morning, especially south of Richland County, low at 21, the wind's relatively light. Tomorrow, cloudy through midday with a 30% chance of light snow or flurries, a dusting or half inch possible in the far southern part of the region. Clearing skies later in the day with a high of 38. Northeast wind between 5 and 10. On Saturday, sunny to partly cloudy and seasonal. Low near 19 with a high of 43. Sunday, a nice day with sunshine and mild temperatures. Low in the mid-20s with a high near 50. Monday, partly cloudy, breezy, and even warmer. Low 29 with highs approaching 60. Tuesday, partly cloudy, continued very mild, high in the upper 50s. And Wednesday, cooler and mostly cloudy. Slight chance of light rain or snow in the morning, high 42. Have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
Twenty-three with some sunshine. Yesterday's high was 40 degrees. We picked up nearly a half inch of rain and then some snow that accumulated, maybe a dusting here at the WRCO studio at best, a low this morning of 20. Record high 71 in the year 2000, record low 12 degrees below zero in 1960. Last year's high was 38 and the low 34. Sunset will occur at 5:56 this afternoon. Sunrise time tomorrow morning, 6:28. Northeast winds are between 5 and 10 miles per hour. Right now, the barometer is at 30.02, which is up from earlier, and no precipitation today. After a low of 20, it's 23 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is next, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. By Badgerland Flooring, Richland Center's top flooring provider, boasting over 40 years of expert installation experience located in southwest Wisconsin, proudly serving local communities with a commitment to quality and exceptional service. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a recap of boys basketball from Tuesday night. Details on UW Superior, graduate from the area. Charlotte Firstall playing for them in the upcoming NCAA playoffs. Details on wins for the Badgers and also for the Bucks last night. That's coming up in sports.
Hey folks, John here at Napa, Richland Center in Boscobel. It's perfect time to stock up on filters at unbeatable prices. Whether you need filters for cars, trucks, mowers, industrial equipment, now through March 15th is your chance to save big. We've got great deals on hydraulic oil, greases, and a full line of Milwaukee tools at amazing prices. Stop in today, and as always, we have free popcorn. We appreciate your business and can't wait to see you soon. Napa know-how.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. First of all, a recap of some boys basketball that happened on Tuesday night. The Richland Center boys basketball team claimed victory at Evansville. They advanced to the second round of the tournament. I asked head coach Brian Poles about that game.
It was a great game for us. It was a close game throughout. I think there was one point in the first half. We went down seven, and we were kind of teetering, and we were able to score, cut it to five. We kind of regrouped and was able to chip away and ended up, it was just a three-point game at halftime. It was a relatively clean game for us, turnover-wise, which I think kept us in the game. Coming down the stretch, we were just able to make the play. It was opposite of maybe a few of our closer games earlier this year where we seemed to be able to play from in front, and in front being, one basket. A lot of times it was a one possession game. So it was a really just hard fought game. Evansville, kudos to them on their home court. We knew it wasn't going to be an easy contest, but our guys made the plays down the stretch. We made just enough free throws, and then, in the last 30 seconds, we got two really big stops defensively and was able to secure the rebound. So just a really, really fun night. Whenever you're in the playoffs, it's fun, and then to win on the road like that, bus ride home was really fun. So the kids enjoyed it. We're looking forward to getting another chance Friday night.
The Hornets play at Platteville in the second round of the WIAA tournament. Also, on Tuesday night during their win against Cassville, Ithaca junior Devin Eim reached the 1,000-point plateau in his high school career, joining Sammy Clary, who went over the 1,000-point plateau for Ithaca early on in the season. WRCO's Adam Hess caught up with Devin Eim following his accomplishment.
So, Devin, congratulations on reaching 1,000 points. When you were in middle school playing ball and then transitioning into high school, is this something that you ever thought would be possible?
I thought it would be possible at one point. I didn't think it'd come this soon. I got to thank the team. They give me the ball. They give me a good opportunity to score. So I definitely thought at one point it'd be possible.
Not only did you reach 1,000 points last night, but your team also picked up the victory in the playoffs. You get to continue on. What does that mean to you and your team, and what are your aspirations heading into round two?
Obviously, that's great. The whole point of the game was to win, right? 1,000 was just an added bonus. So, it's great. I think it's a good booster towards playoffs. I think we're going to go on a deep run.
Congratulations, and we appreciate you joining us, Devin.
Yeah, thank you.
Devin, I'm with Adam Hess. The Bulldogs play at Highland in the second round of the tournament coming up on Friday night. By way of their victory over the University of Northwestern Saturday in the Upper Midwest Athletic Conference Championship game, the Yellow Jackets of UW-Superior women's basketball team earned the conference's automatic bid into the 2025 NCAA Division III Women's Basketball Tournament. River Valley graduate Charlotte Furstel is a sophomore on the team, and I spoke with her yesterday about the team's accomplishments.
Last year we did really well in conference. We went, we only lost one game in conference, and this year we lost three games in conference. So it was a little bit more difficult, but we did end up getting the co-champion trophy. So we did still end up on top, and then we ended up first round in our UMAC, or first seed in our UMAC tournament, and then we ended up winning that, and now we're going to the national tournament, which is really cool. And not a lot of teams get to say that they do that. So
no doubt. So you head into the postseason a little bit, and who do you play in the first round?
So we go to Stout. So we're in Menominee. But we play Whitman College from Walla Walla, Washington. So they definitely have a hike compared to our two-hour or so hike. But we don't really know much about them. Obviously we know more about them now than we did 3 days ago, but It's kind of just a new opponent. We've never played them. They don't really have any common opponents, so we're kind of going into it blind. Obviously, we can watch film, but we don't really know what West Coast ball is like, I guess. So we're going to find out soon.
How many games do you have to win this weekend if you're going to advance then?
So there's a game Friday and a game Saturday. So if you win Friday, you play on Saturday. So the goal is to come out with two wins this weekend and then worry about what's next. Mm-hmm. Come the two wins.
Personally, have you set the goals or maybe reached the goals that you had had for yourself this year?
I'm not really sure I would say that I have. I definitely have been battling some adversity. I think a lot of people have, but I'm coming off some pretty good games. I played five or six games in a row where I had double-doubles, and those were kind of important games come that last week when things still weren't necessarily set in stone on who was winning conference, who was going to get what season in the tournament. And so, I mean, I think as the season went on, my goals kind of changed for myself, but I'm happier with how the season's going now than I probably was a couple months ago.
Double-doubles, those are nothing to sneeze at, are they?
Yeah, double-doubles. That was kind of what I was used to doing in my senior year of high school, but it's been nice to do that. It really contributes to the team, and, I mean, it feels good to have in the stat book.
What stat are you most happy with that you've been able to accomplish so far this season?
I'm second leading rebounder in the conference. So I think that is probably what I've been most happy with this season.
You're going against some taller players from time to time, aren't you?
Time to time, yes. And honestly, I like playing the taller players rather than the shorter ones, just because it means that I can play the post, whereas when I have to defend out on the wing, I'm not as good of a defender.
Right. And as far as your studies, you're still looking at the same career choice?
Yes. My major is still history. My minor is still instruction. And I think I've kind of got it in my head now that that's what I'm going to start out with. And then eventually I think I'd like to end up in the school administration of some sort realm. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. But we're sticking with history.
Well, I know you're a long way from home. Did you get home? And I know your fan club makes a trip to Superior once in a while, don't they?
They do travel very well. It was a little harder this year because our conference games were played Wednesday, Saturday, whereas last year they were played Friday, Saturday. But they still do travel very well, and I'm very grateful for them.
Awesome. So best case scenario, if you keep going, how long does this tournament last?
The end of March, I think. I'm not sure the exact date, but the championships played in Virginia this year. So I guess you could say it's the road to Salem, Virginia. But
awesome.
We're going to set our goals high and see what happens, I guess. At this point, it's kind of just about having fun. You know, we got the dirty work done, and now it's just we've been playing basketball for however many months, and now it's just time to see it all pay off, I guess.
Well, it's been great talking with you. Good luck this weekend. We hope it goes well, and we hope you continue sailing towards Salem.
Thank you so much.
You bet. UW Superior sophomore Charlotte Furstall. Her team plays on Friday afternoon. State team wrestling this weekend gets underway with Division I quarterfinals tomorrow. Reedsburg will be in the mix in the D1 action. Yesterday in sports, we had read a couple of teams wrong that were in the state tournament. The WIA sent us a press release that obviously was maybe from last year. Had a couple of teams that are not involved this year, but Fenimore will wrestle Coleman in Division II. Also, St. Croix Falls takes on Kewaskum on Saturday morning at 10. In the other semifinal, Wyawega Fremont wrestles Ousburg, and Mineral Point will take on Stratford. Merchants League Bowling, top series, Gaplin Insurance, $2,780. Walsh's Ace Hardware, $2,760. Jones Chevrolet at $2,753. Gaplin Insurance, $1,011. Walsh's Ace Hardware, $991. Phoenix Center, $988. Top series, Andy Keller, $675. Greg Shep, $659. Jason Gerner, $651. Top game, Jeff Seckman at $253. Mike Carpenter at $248. John Geisler at $244 in the Merchants League. Sophomore John Blackwell's double-double powered the Badgers to an important 74-67 win against Minnesota last night. Coach Greg Gard credited the defense.
I thought defensively, other than that flurry where they got a couple threes, you know, and we let them back in the game when you're up, you know, 11 or whatever, and have a chance to extend that. We get let them get back to get in it tied. But just how we kept our composure in the timeouts. You know, I thought we got better rebounding the ball. I didn't think Mitchell really hurt us on the glass, but we took care of the ball much better in the second half.
The Badgers still need another win when Penn State visits the Kohl Center Saturday for the final game of the regular season as they scramble for a top four finish in the standings. That would mean a double bye in the conference tournament. Marquette dropped an important Big East Conference game at UConn Wednesday night by a score of 72-66. It could make the road more difficult in the conference tournament. The Huskies scored 10 straight points midway through the second half to claim the lead, and they held it. And Giannis Antetokounmpo topped 23,000 career points in the Bucks' easy 137-107 win over Dallas last night. He says a lot of sweat and tears goes in behind the scenes.
All those moments that I had to sacrifice away from my family, moments that I was in pain and then kept playing, moments that I've been disappointed, you know, of not being able to accomplish what I want to accomplish. High moments, moments that I've accomplished great stuff in my career. So I just think about all those things, which make this moment even more sweet.
Last night, the Bucks' highest point total and widest margin of victory for the season. They will host Orlando Saturday. And I'm Phil Nee with sports.
Sleepy Hollow Auto Group of Viroqua is your GMC headquarters with a great selection, excellent financing, and lifelong support. They'll take care of you. Southwest Title LLC provides complete real estate services for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties with title insurance and real estate closings. And Subway serves healthy options of delicious hot and cold subs on fresh breads, great salads, personal pizzas, party platters, and you can build a better breakfast.
A big week for winter sports state tournaments, plus hoops action continues. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this.
You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com.
Three more winter sports will head to state championship play this week. At the UW Fieldhouse, the team wrestling state tournament takes place Friday and Saturday. Four-time defending champion Kaukauna is unbeaten in dual meets and the top seed in Division I. Three-time defending D3 champion Fenimore moves up to Division II this year as the four seed. Championship matchups for all divisions will be contested on Saturday. The boys and girls hockey state championships will be held Thursday through Saturday at Bob Suter's Legacy 20 Arena in Middleton. Two-time defending state champion Notre Dame grabbed the three seed in boys Division I. Tomahawk is the top seed in D2. On the girls' side, both last year's champion the Central Wisconsin Storm and the runner-up Bay Area Ice Bears are returning to the state tournament. The WIAA Gymnastics State Championship will also be held this weekend in Wisconsin Rapids. One of the headliners will be senior Avery Ash of Rice Lake, the Division II all-around champion last year, who also claimed event titles in the vault and balance beam. Girls hoops playoff action continues with sectional semifinals on Thursday and sectional finals on Saturday. Boys basketball has regional play Friday night, followed by regional finals on Saturday. Be sure to visit WISSports.net for full previews, reactions, scores, and schedules. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.
Up next, a vintage Paul Harvey program sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 135 years with care and tradition. From their on-site crematory to personalized pre-arrangements and community spaces, they are here for you. Visit them in Richland Center today.
Now, the rest of the story. Author Ewan Montague once called it the most brilliant ruse of World War II, and it may have been. The now famous deception involved Major William Martin of the British Royal Marines, who played a key role in the success of the Allied invasion of Sicily. How? Well, by passing documents to the Germans. False documents indicating that the invasion would be elsewhere. As a result, the Axis forces were too widely scattered for an effective defense. Hitler himself was so convinced those documents were authentic that he sent the Marshal Rommel to Greece, where he believed the real Allied invasion would take place. In fact, Hitler was so sure that fully 2 weeks after the Allies hit Sicily, he still trusted the credibility of Major William Martin. That was the spring of 1943 now, those several weeks during which the Major played his key role in that grand deception. And at least hundreds of Allied lives were spared because of that role. What Major Martin did was he allowed himself to get captured. Naturally, the Germans searched him. What they found were certain papers, phony, of course, that led the Germans to believe that they had stumbled across the greatest intelligence leak of the war. Now, none of the papers Martin carried actually mentioned the invasion site, or even that the invasion would not be in Sicily. That would have been too obvious. In fact, most of the papers that Major Martin delivered to the Germans were not related to the war at all. That was the really sneaky part. He was carrying theater ticket stubs and a picture of his girlfriend and a letter from his father, things like that. And get this, one of the documents in Martin's courier pouch made reference to rationed sardines. Aha, the Germans thought. That must be code. Code meaning that the Allies would invade Sardinia. In fact, an official German intelligence report stated, quote, "The genuineness of the captured documents is above suspicion," end quote. So the Germans, having originally prepared for an assault on Sicily, now diverted defense forces to Sardinia, to Greece, and when the real invasion did begin, only two German divisions were left to defend Sicily. And as you know, for nearly 2 weeks thereafter, Hitler still couldn't believe it. The full-scale Allied attack would be at Greece, he insisted. Well, not only do you know he was wrong, but you know why. The magnificent deception of Major William Martin, on whom they found those planted and purposely misleading documents. Alas, Major Martin himself never knew what he'd done because... because he was dead before he did it. In fact, he died several days before the Germans had discovered him, washed ashore, supposedly drowned. Oh, and Major Martin, that was a made-up name. You see, in reality, he was a civilian who died of pneumonia and whose body was volunteered for the mission on the condition that his true identity would never be revealed. So, Major William Martin, the British officer perhaps single-handedly responsible for the successful invasion of Sicily? Why, that hero was a man who never was. Only now, you know the rest of the story.
The calendar brings a change of seasons, so does life. I am Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We all have a season that we like best and one that is our least favorite. In life, there are also seasons to celebrate and seasons to dread. All of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are committed to serving you during life's difficult seasons so you can look forward to life's brighter days. Our door is always open and your questions are always welcome at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badger Land Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badger Land Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life.
No matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's just better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious. Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. How's that sound with a Papa Burger? Made fresh root beer always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your rider, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Certain satisfaction when you're on the road and you're driving a car from Sleepy Hollow. Oh, Sleepy Hollow. We'll take care of you. Come on over to Sleepy Hollow. Oh, Sleepy Hollow. We'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
Barroquois.
100.9 WRCO.
Georgia peach and some faded blue denim. Jumping in them Wranglers, barely getting in them. Buttons hanging on, thank God they ain't giving. Flaunting what we got like we do it for a living. Dressed to kill, to the nines. I got your back, and you got mine. We're thicker than our accents, thicker than our hair. Thicker than our Georgia hair. Cornbread mama's been fixing. Got them boys buzzing more than Pabst Blue Ribbon. Busting out the tin like some Pillsbury biscuits. How we got in them, that's some Tybo fitness. Little right kick, left kick, shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. Bell bottom high, give me, give me, give me. We're thicker than our accents, thicker than our hair, thicker than our Georgia.
Elena, Thick as Thieves on WRCO Radio. Just past 8:30, we're at 25 degrees here. Coming up, the trivia question of the day.
I don't come down with the sun. I won't hate myself when the morning comes. No thoughts of your body running through my head. No bottle of bourbon beside the bed. Good. single thing to give you up. I never reached for you in another touch. I don't ever think about you within. And girl, tonight I won't call again and again. Ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Habits and heart, heartbreaks are hard to breathe. So I just tell the same. Missing me bad as I miss you. Snowballs to a phone call sounded something stupid, baby. Cause the truth is, the 90 proof is telling me lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Habits and heart, heartbreaks are hard to breathe. So I just tell the same old lies, lies, lying to myself. Why in the hell do I keep saying I can get you back? That's about as honest as saying that I don't come down with the sun. I won't hate myself when the morning comes. Them ain't nothing. To my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Habits and heart, heartbreaks are hard to breathe. So I just tell the same old lies, lies, lies. Lies, lies.
Morgan Wallen on WRCO FM 100.9 and Lies, Lies, Lies. Actor Steve Carell is sending Southern California high school students affected by the devastated wildfires in Los Angeles to the prom for free. The Office actor and comedian said yesterday in an Instagram video that he was working with the Alice's Kids charity to pay for a prom for seniors at six high schools in Pasadena. The Los Angeles area fires destroyed more than 16,000 homes, businesses, and other structures and killed at least 29 people in the Pacific Palisades neighborhood and north of Pasadena area. Alice's Kids will donate about $175,000 for more than 800 students to attend the dance.
Huge news. Right now at Wendy's, you can get a Son of Baconator for just $3. I don't think you understand this situation. The Son of Baconator is only $3 for a limited time. You know, smoked bacon, rich melted cheese. That Son of Baconator is only $3. Thank you to whoever wished upon that star. For bacon that just won't quit, gotta be Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii, not valid on a combo or in third-party delivery platforms.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
It takes great people to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds looking amazing. If you love working outdoors and take pride in a job well done, they have part-time and full-time positions available. Whether you're looking for 40 hours a week or a flexible schedule, there's an opportunity for you. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com to learn more. Join the team and help keep the House on the Rock Resort looking its best.
Are you ready for a wild ride filled with belly laughs, tall tales, and a whole lot of Deer Camp madness? The hilarious and heartwarming play, Escanaba into Moonlight, takes the stage. Join Albert Sodi as he spins the unforgettable story of one eventful deer season in the Upper Peninsula. There's Remnar, the superstitious buck whisperer. Reuben, who's never bagged a deer in his life. And let's not forget the Jimmer, a man who drinks like a fish and once got abducted by aliens. And wait till you meet the DNR officer from Detroit, who swears he's seen the Almighty. So grab your flannels, gather your crew, and come see Escanaba into Moonlight. Performances run Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, March 14th, 15th, and 16th at the City Auditorium. Tickets are $10. Don't miss out on this super classic, Escanaba into Moonlight.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Our trivia question of the day is sponsored by TriStar Mulch, TriStar Gifts, and more. No job is too big or too small. Welcome to TriStar Gifts and More, where every gift tells a story. Whether you're shopping for a special occasion or just because, the selection of adorable and quirky items is sure to bring a smile to your face. Explore their wide range of candles, metal art, and more. Come experience a warm and welcoming atmosphere at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East, next to Dunkin' Donuts, Richland Center. Call them at 608-383-1280. TriStar Gifts and More. Unique gifts and home decor that make every moment special. We're going to the small screen. We're going to tune in the Sylvania Superset with a 20-pound remote control that is just wireless. That was one of the new innovations for the Sylvania Superset. It didn't have a cord for the remote control that went to the TV. But nonetheless, we're going to click it on and, oh yes, see if you remember this show.
New York, this is your last chance.
(608) 647-4155. Name that show and win big.
Until the second that you walked into that bar that night, under those neon lights. From the moment that you touched me, I was hoping that you'd love me forever and ever, for all time. Didn't know that I'd been so blind, but you opened my eyes. I was looking more single every single weekend, looking for to get my heart beating, looking for love all night long. The right kiss, right song. Looking for a sunrise, leading to a sunset. Looking for someone I could spend it with. Then it came around, right out of the blue, and it turns out, oh, I was looking for you. Yeah, I was looking for you. Smiled and said my name. Girl, you were so original. I knew I'd never be the same. I was looking more single every single weekend, looking for a feeling to get my heart beating, looking for
Chris Young on WRCO. Congratulations to Amy Geishert, the winner of trivia today on WRCO, knowing the correct answer to our TV quizzy poo.
New York, this is your last chance.
Amy correctly identified this as the intro to Rhoda. Great show, absolutely. Spinoff of Mary Tyler Moore, one of four, I believe. That was the first one, but her friend Rhoda Morgenstein, who is actually a product of New York, moved to Minneapolis as the show storyline went, and then moved back to New York to be with her family or closer to her family. Her mom was played by Nancy Walker, who is a great actress in lots of TV shows, and she was... Was she Blanche the Plumber? She was one of those, or no, I guess it was Bounty, the quicker picker-upper, wasn't it? She was on one of those commercials that played a lot. And then Julie Kavner played Rhoda's sister. Julie Kavner, still famous, at least her voice is, after all these years, as the voice of Marge Simpson. There you go. Way to go, Amy. She wins, courtesy of TriStar Gifts and More, TriStar Mulch, right here in Richland Center. Here is Brian Kelly.
Knife cut way above the knee. She already got the hang turned on. Two-piece peeking out of mossy oak tee. I got the wheels down. She got me tied up in the cab of this K5 fixer up. Zipco next to the waiters. My baby loves it when I take her and put her in the middle of some acres. Little ready any itty with some acres. Little shotgun right in a gator. My baby loves it when I take her. All cat backwards, get her heels off of the concrete. Get her barefoot dancing in the cold creek. Out in the country, my baby loves it. When I fire up the blazer and put her in the middle of some acres. Put her in the middle of some acres. Put her in the middle of a Georgia farm. Let her roots run wild and free. Her up in my arms, let her love all night on me. Play her something with a fiddle moon sitting in the middle, star shining like nickels. Yeah, put her in the middle of some acres. Little ready and a yeti with some acres. Little shotgun riding a gator. My baby loves it when I take her pulling through the pasture, ball cap backwards. Get her heels off of the concrete. Get her barefoot dancing in the cold creek. Out in the country, my baby loves it. When I fire up the blazer and put her in the middle of some acres. Yeah, put her in the middle of some acres. Get her in a red clay field around 2 a.m. Guitar and a hickory fire. Pass it back and forth, some rolled in a paper. When I take her and put her in the middle of some acres. Sipping on her favorite moonshine flavor. She about to blow back 40 breaker, yeah. Cause my baby loves it when I take her and put her in the middle of some acres. Little ready, any, any with some acres. A little shotgun right in a gator. My baby loves it when I take her. Pulling through the pasture, ball cap backwards. Get her heels off of the concrete. Get her barefoot dancing in the cold creek. Out in the country, my baby loves it. When I fire up the blazer and put her in the middle of some acres. Put her in the middle of some acres, yeah.
Brewhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brewhaha Roasters coffee today.
Everyone is invited to join the Republican Party of Richland County for their annual Lincoln Day dinner, Saturday, March 15th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Meet and greet starts at 5 p.m., dinner and a program at 6. Hear from guest speakers Derek Van Orden, Tony Kurtz, Hannah and Patrick Teston, and others. Tickets are $40 for adults and $25 for students age 16 through 21. Get yours at the RPRC Campaign Center in the former Jefferson Elementary any Tuesday and Thursday between noon and 2 or Saturdays between 10 and 2. Or on the web at richlandctygop.com. You can always phone 303-507-4430 for more information. And remember, you're invited to join the Republican Party of Richland County for their annual Lincoln Day dinner, Saturday, March 15th.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled before spring. Customer satisfaction is a must, and Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
From high-quality seeds to specialized feed, Lime Ridge Ag Supply is here for you. Is your farm ready for next season? I'm Taylor Fearing with Lime Ridge Ag. We offer Rob Seco seeds and custom blends tailored to maximize your yield. Our skilled agronomists are here to help you every step of the way. For your livestock, we provide top feed brands including ADM ShowTech, Biozyme VitaFirm, and Early Bird Show feeds with trusted names like Umbarger, SunGlow, and Linder. We're here to help find the perfect feed for your operation. Lime Ridge Ag Supply, your partner in feed, seed, and success. Reach out today to get started on your farm's next steps.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
Coming up on 6 minutes before 9, 26 degrees at WRCO. It was a lot quieter morning today, no delays or cancellations. Maybe yesterday was the last one of the year. Well, I don't know. We've had them as late as like late April before. We've had school delays because of slippery roads, so you never know.
On my cheek, you're the kick in the cup, pretty girl, you know what's up, you a skinny little dip in the creek. You're the shades that hide the rays, you're even sweeter than my sweet nanny's lemonade. Yeah, you hotter than a tiki, midnight sneaky, out my back window, girl, you coming out to meet me, yeah. Turn it up, girl, you're turning me on, I wanna spin you like a record, yeah, forever long, you know I'm digging what you're doing, grooving just like you're grooving. Hit that way back, let's get back to it now. You and me, we're like a simple song, yeah, so damn easy to sing along. Oh, I don't need a guitar or a band, 'cause baby, you're my summer jam.
body hot, it's driving me crazy. You're the melody that gets me popping. There ain't no stopping when we get to rocking. Come on,
turn it up, girl, you're turning me on. I wanna spin you like a record, yeah, forever long. You know I'm digging what you're doing, grooving just like you're grooving. Hit that playback, let's get back to it now. You and me, we're like a simple song, yeah, so damn easy to sing along. No, I don't need a guitar or a band, cause baby, you're my song.
Jake Owen and Florida Georgia Line. Coming up, Happy Trails time. And the morning show.
Paradise is a swing on a porch. Summertime is a little too short. The best things in life are free, and they're always gonna be. Hometown is a heaven on earth. Sundays are for football and church. The world turns.
Phil Nee saying happy trails to you until we talk again later from WRCO-FM and Richland Center. Coming up next, our update from the news. ABC checks in, and we'll have some community friends joining us for community conversation on the morning show. News this hour is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1889, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.